Let's Work Together. That call to action is how Mayor Cam Guthrie wrapped up the annual Mayor's State of the City address on Thursday morning. There's nothing we can't accomplish when we are united. We see it in every single aspect of our lives: healthcare, housing, mental health, transportation, safety, economic growth, and investment, the mayor said. Whatever we do, let's do it in the spirit of unity. That means council, that means the community, city staff, and that means me too. The event, hosted by the Guelph Chamber of Commerce, was held live at Delta Guelph Hotel and Conference Center, attracting about 250 local business people, agency representatives, elected officials, and others. The pandemic brought unprecedented challenges. It also brought a new appreciation for the foundations of what's important: our mental health, family and friends, the ability to connect with people, Guthrie said early in his remarks. As we move forward, we can't forget those lessons. We have to rededicate ourselves to what's really important, and we have to focus on the things that really matter. During his speech, the mayor referenced numerous recent achievements and initiatives in the community. Chief among them was the successful completion of the Together We Care fundraising campaign spearheaded by the foundation of Guelph General Hospital, which saw $37 million in donations for upgrades at the hospital. A lot of people don't know that the provincial government doesn't fund equipment. Every piece of equipment used in patient care in our hospital is funded by donors, he said, stating more than 10,000 individual contributions were made. So congratulations to the Hospital Foundation, and thank you to every single person who donated. Those donations are going to save lives and improve health. He went on to highlight efforts to address homelessness in the community, pointing to city funding for the Addiction Court Support Worker Program, expansion of the Downtown Welcoming Streets Initiative, and creation of a supportive recovery room for people experiencing mental health and/or substance use crises. There are also three permanent supportive housing projects at various stages of development in Guelph, including conversion of the former Parkview Motel into Grace Gardens, youth-oriented units at Wyndham House, and the Kindle Project, which involves donated lands off Willow Road. Guthrie also played a video introducing the crowd to a program that sees landlords receive rent payments directly from Stonehenge Therapeutic Community, while the participant receives wraparound services to support the individual. We have people today, right now, that we can help, Guthrie said. Let's give them the dignity they deserve. Addressing the topic of diversity, equity, and inclusion, the mayor pointed a trio of new city staff positions: a senior advisor of equity, anti-racism, and indigenous initiatives, an intergovernmental advisor specializing in indigenous relations, and recruitment of an equity, diversity, and inclusion specialist. As a city, we know we have to listen closely to the stories, struggles, and pain of those that have experienced oppression, he said. We know we have to unlearn the systems that are not equitable, and we have to relearn from those in the community that possess the knowledge and lived experience to change these systems. Guthrie also praised the leadership of Dr. Nicola Mercer, Medical Officer of Health for Wellington Dufferin Guelph Public Health, who was the first in Canada to mandate the wearing of face masks and led the mobilization of the largest vaccination effort in the city's history. I know firsthand she has taken so much criticism for her decision, the mayor said of the mask mandate. I will always be grateful that, in one of the most challenging chapters in our history, Guelph had Dr. Mercer in our corner. He went on to present Mercer with a print from Guelph artist Barbara Salzberg Matthews.